Wildfire Concepts presents Seven Figure Furnace, digital marketing discussions with internet-made millionaires, with your host, Cindy Donovan.
In this episode, number 14, I interview Sean Casey, who has been involved in internet marketing so long that he's affectionately known as Old Man Casey. He has helped more than 300,000 people with his information products, books, software tools for internet marketers, smashing marketing records, having sold over $1 million in a single day, multiple times. During this episode, Sean shares how to find traffic sources who are ready and begging to buy from you, how to deliver your message with class, and how to choose great products to promote and leveraging free content and free traffic to sell them. Okay, Sean, it's so great to have you here on the show. So for people who are listening in today who haven't heard about you, I'd be surprised if some people haven't heard about you, but why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. The shortest possible version for a guy my age is that I practiced law for 10 years. In the process of practicing law, I discovered direct response marketing, which was became a hobby and then a passion of mine. That led me to quit practicing law and partner up in running a company where we did seminars all over the U.S. and Canada in the real estate education market. Then the internet arrived in the 90s, if you can remember as far back as the 90s, right? And I thought, man, this is a great place to go ply my marketing trade. And so in 1999, I left behind that other business to focus on the internet. And you know, 17 years later, here we are, and the internet is still a great place to be.
Isn't it?
You know,
wild?
In that time, we've developed. It is, and we've built all kinds of information products and books and a lot of software now that help people to discover how to create products, market online, sell more stuff online, etc. And the very first book that we did, or I did, was called Mining Gold on the Internet, which, because I was early in the day, there's a lot of guys now that are internet gurus, so to speak, right, that got started because they found mining gold in the first place. So it's kind of funny. There's a guy that I've known now for a couple of years that, until his wife talked to my wife recently and said, oh, you know, we just love Sean because he's the one who got my husband started on this. It was really, you know, like, oh gosh, here's a guy that I've been doing promotions and stuff with, never even knew this, just, you know, it happened to be how he got started online. So it's been really a lot of fun.
That is amazing. So this month's theme, we're talking about web traffic. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what kind of traffic we're going to be talking about today?
So one of the biggest things, obviously there's a lot of ways to get traffic, and particularly free traffic that we love to help people get. And the way that most people think about getting free traffic is, I'm going to try to build a website, and I'm going to try to add a whole bunch of content, and then I'm going to hope that I get ranked in Google. And yes, you want to do all that because it's great free traffic and very targeted traffic that you can get that way, but it takes time. And what most people don't want to do is take time. They want to get results like today.
Have some of those things that get you traffic long term, but also start seeing traffic soon, right?
Right, exactly. Because what people, and myself included, I mean, we all want results now. It's more fun when you can do something and see the result come quickly. Mm. And so we've developed a lot of strategies that let us do that. For example, there are people online that are talking about whatever you're trying to sell. So right now, let's say you're trying to sell gun safes, okay? Because it's a weird thing that we happen to have a customer who sells those. And you might say to yourself, well, you know, that's not something anybody would look for online, talk about online, do online. But if you were to do a search, you would find that there are blogs and forums where in just today alone, people have posted up asking about gun safes. What kind of gun safe should I buy? What's been your experience with this? Talking about specific brands of gun safes and all the things that you would want someone to be asking right before they buy. Mm. So if you're selling gun safes and you could be part of this conversation and you could step in and say, hey, listen, let me know what your questions are. I've got answers. And you're selling a gun safe that costs $3,000 or $5,000 or more dollars, then there's your customers just sitting there waiting for you to go, oh, here's the answer to your six questions. And this is why this gun safe that I'm going to sell you or be an affiliate for is the very best one. And you literally can step into conversations where people are, you know, ready to buy.
So how do you find these people?
Well, that's the tricky part.
Okay.
So number one, you can't find most of them in Google. And here's why. Is part of the problem with Google is that Google will tell you what the top ranked sites are. And so one thing you can do in Google that you can find is, you could go search a series of keywords. Let's say for weight loss, you find 50 keywords and you go look in Google on the front page and you find anybody that's got a forum, a blog, or a question and answer site. So someplace where you can go post a response to someone else's query. Now, we know if they're on the front page of Google, they're getting traffic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have to question whether or not they're getting traffic. I mean, we know they're getting traffic, especially for a high traffic keyword.
Right.
So that means we could then go to a forum. For instance, a popular weight loss forum here in America is called Three Fat Chicks. Okay. And yes, it's actually the name of it. And this is a huge weight loss forum. Now, some of their pages are ranked on the front page of Google, on the top 10 of Google. So if you were to go to exactly that web page, and you could immediately know that that's the page Google's sending traffic to, and if you can find a conversation to get into, and either leave a link back to your site to some free information. You know, the first thing is doing this, you don't want to just go spam things, because right. Everyone knows when you're a spammer, when you go, oh, visit my cool new site, you know,
and you've
no one's going to respond to that.
You've never been on that website before. And
right. Yes. You've never been on that website before.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got to do it, you know, with a bit of class.
Right. Exactly. Perfect description. Yes. So the bit of class. And you've got to make yourself look like, you know, you're trying to be helpful, because people respond if you're actually giving them information, if you're being helpful, if you're solving a problem, answering a question that somebody has. Mm-hmm. For instance, one of our clients is a lawyer, and he goes and finds questions that are within his field of expertise that people will be asking, maybe about internet marketing or marketing laws or sweepstakes laws or things like that. And he goes and he answers the question, and then he says, hey, listen, you know, if you want more information, if you need anything, you know, you can always contact me. And he becomes a good resource, mm-hmm. and he picks off clients that obviously pay him a lot of money by this. Mm-hmm. You know, and he gains a lot of credibility in the marketplace.
Okay.
So if you go do this, whatever your topic might be, weight loss, gun safes, diesel oil trucks, you know, furniture, it really doesn't matter. You can put yourself in a position where you're getting people who are immediately talking about what you're looking for, and there's traffic coming in, and you can spin them off to your site as well as make them aware of what you're doing.
Okay. So, I mean, the point here would be to make sure you find something that you know a little bit about so that you can actually help someone in, you know, to answer their questions, of course. So, like, obviously, I mean, how do you take... once you find your thing, you find your niche, you find something that you can help people about, do you funnel them into something? So maybe we could talk a little about, you know, do you set up a squeeze page, or do you just send them straight to affiliate links, or how do you suggest that people go ahead and do stuff?
Definitely what we do is it depends upon our product. I mean, generally we're selling our own product. So if you're selling your own product, then you could send them straight to your website, where obviously you might want them to opt in, or you've got a free report, but you know you're capturing them within your system. You can remarket them with remarketing pixels and campaigns on Facebook and Google and elsewhere. But as an affiliate, generally, you're not going to want to say to somebody, you know, click on my affiliate link, like no one's going to actually know that you're trying to sell them something. You'll want to give them something for free. So free report, free article, give them a reason why they want to come and interact with you and get something for free. Because, you know, one of the things we have to remember in marketers is, you know, people get in the internet marketing world, and they start to get jaded, and they start to think, well, nobody responds to like a free offer anymore, but they do. The mass of humanity, all 7 or 8 billion of us. I mean, that's what we respond most to. We have forever. We still will forever. You know, you just need to look outside the internet marketing community to see how other businesses are doing it, and it works very, very well. So you offer somebody, you know, come get the free thing, you give it to them. In most cases, even then, depending upon how you're trying to market, it's probably best not to even bounce them straight to an affiliate page or to through an affiliate link to a sales page, but rather to use some kind of a pre-sale page. Mm. Where if you're just going to be an affiliate, you maybe write the article about, you know, the six problems that women over 50 have with weight loss. And then in that article, you discuss the pros and cons of different things, and you come to a conclusion that says, oh, and we found that the XYZ product is really great, and, you know, here's how to get a 48% discount for it. Click here.
Right.
Right. And so now you've got a very soft approach. You've given away free information. You've pre-sold somebody on buying the product. And you look the complete opposite of the guy, you know, who hired three outsourcers, you know, in some low-paying country to just spam links all day, mm-hmm. right? You know, you now have a lot of credibility, and you'll be welcomed back into, you know, on a blog, on a forum, and a Q&A site.
Mm. Yep. And if you target your blog or forum, Q&A site, whatever it is that you choose, then you can set yourself up as an expert in that community. So, you know, you might find a new community today, but then 6 months from now, if you go in a couple times a week and find someone that you can help, 6 months from now, you're going to be the go-to guy or woman for that particular topic, right?
Absolutely. And, and even better, what most people don't think about is the fact that these responses that you post live forever, which is a good thing. Because you do the work one time and you never know who's going to come back through a forum and read it, on a blog and read a comment, read the answer on a Q&A site like Yahoo Q&A. And, you know, some of these things show up in search engines when people do searches, because people do really long tail searches. And if they happen to search the question that you've answered, a lot of times that response is going to show up. And, you know, when they find that, they go straight to that forum page, and there you are providing, you know, a bit of information and a free resource. You know, this stuff just builds lots of traffic for you, as well as great backlinks and great presence across the web for you.
Okay. So do you have, for people that are just wanting to use this approach to start getting some traffic, do you think you could maybe break it down on the items that they need to find and pull together? Sure. Yeah, maybe we could do that.
Sure. So, you know, in the first place, let's say you're going to do this yourself. Now, we're going to talk about software that we have that makes this really fast. Mm. Because a lot of times what we've done with my partner, Brian Cause, and I, we develop software that takes things that we would do manually and does them in like 2 minutes instead of hours. But the manual way you would go about this, which is important to understand why you're doing what you're doing, is you would write down a list of the keywords for your market that relate to the product you want to promote. And one of the cool things that you can do with this, by the way, it's a really good technique, is to write down the names of your competitors' companies and your competitors' products. Mm-hmm. Because this is how you can go steal potential buyers and prospects from your competition, because people often are searching for, you know, a specific product or brand name before they go to buy. They'll be like, oh, does anybody have a review of this Samsung LCD 40-inch TV?
Right.
And if you happen to sell TVs, or you're an affiliate for somebody who sells TVs, you could literally be in there going, well, let me tell you, that one's okay, but let me compare it to this other one. And you know, you're literally siphoning off their traffic.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're helping the customer find something that is going to actually be of solid quality too. So it's not just about getting money, you're helping as well.
Right, exactly. And you know, by being helpful, selling quality products, you know, again, like you said, you set yourself up as an expert, you know, and somebody that people would want to do business with in that marketplace. Mm. So the first thing you do, make a list of keywords.
Yep.
Whether you do it yourself, go to Google Ad Planner, however you want to do that. And then go search them in Google. And if you're really ambitious, search them in Yahoo, search them in Bing, but at least do it in Google. Mm-hmm. Okay. And from the front page of the web of Google, make note of any of the sites that are blogs, that are forums, or that are Q&A sites where you can answer questions like Yahoo Q&A. And so just copy all those URLs into some notepad or Word doc that you can then go back to and visit those sites Once you make the list, so let's say you search 50 keywords, and out of all those results, you find, you know, 77 sites that you can post on. So now from there, you can actually just click and go to those sites, and you'll be on direct pages that Google's sending traffic to, and then from, and then you can enter into the conversation. So if somebody's, you know, let's say we're talking about weight loss, and somebody says, you know, hey, I've heard that the paleo diet works really well for this kind of person. Does anybody know anything about that? And you have an actual intelligent response to give, you know, you could respond to that question, right, and then explain why whatever you have is good, or why your paleo version is good, or whatever it is.
Or and you want to just give it a try. Here's a report with, you know, a week's worth of recipes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so those are the basic steps. And then it's just a question of, you know, going out there and planting these seeds that lead people back to you. And as well as wherever you're leading them to, you're planting, you know, links that are incoming to your site that are going to help you rank for, you know, various keywords that you're picking up along the way.
Mm. Well, that is fantastic. That's really good stuff. I'm actually going to share with my email subscribers. So if you're not on my email subscriber list, guys, you Seven Figure Fairness listeners, make sure that you opt in. And I'm going to send you out some information about Sean's new release that is coming out. That's going to automate this. But for now, this is a really great way if you want to get some traffic to your offers, whatever they are, just jump in there and give it all a go. Sean, do you have any, we're talking about quite vaguely here on how to find your product. How do you actually find a good product? Can you share any tips on how to find a good product to sell?
Sure. You know, the first thing you want to do is, you know, decide what market you want to be in.
Mm.
And you know, a lot of people, it's like, well, you know, if you ask them what they want to sell, the answer is, well, anything that makes me money.
Right.
Right. Which is, that's all great, but that doesn't help you in your marketing because you don't get to sell everything to everybody.
Yeah.
And so pick a market in which you have some interest. And as you mentioned earlier, some level of knowledge that's going to make it way easier for you to communicate with people.
Mm.
You know, and then within that market, look for people that are selling quality products. And you, of course, can look up and see reviews on those products and things to see what people are doing and see if they're doing volume. And you can find products within that niche, you know, in an affiliate network like a ClickBank, or you can find them by just searching, you know, like weight loss affiliate products in Google or golf affiliate products. And you'll find tons and tons of people promoting their affiliate programs. And then you can make a list of different things that you can try to sell. Now, if you focus in a niche, first of all, it means that, let's say you get good at generating, you know, golf traffic, right? Well, and the first product you try to promote doesn't sell well. Well, now you know that you're good at golf traffic. Now all you got to do is flip over and just put a different product in your funnel that's going to convert, instead of being like, oh, well, golf didn't work. Let's go to weight loss now, right? And then, you know, you're going to make yourself crazy jumping around.
Mm.
So that's how I would first do it. And then within this thing to try to find a good product, you want to find products that are either top selling products already, because then you know that, first of all, that the sales page is going to convert. One of the most depressing things in the world, and you certainly know this feeling, is you send traffic to somebody's offer and nothing happens. And you're like, okay, well, that really sucked.
Right.
And sometimes that will happen, but usually if you get something that's already proven to sell, that's going to help you a lot. And what, if you like, find products, for example.
Yeah, what I actually like, that? What I like about finding products that are selling really well is that you also know that they're backed by the owner. If someone's selling 100 copies a day of something,
right,
you know that they're actually going to support their product. There's more of a chance that they're going to be there supporting, giving. And so that is going to help. I don't know about you, but refund rates really bite sometimes. Like, and you don't want to go to all the work of getting a sale.
Yes.
You get so excited that you get a sale and then the product's not supported, or, you know, it actually sucks or whatever. And then you lose your money. So, I mean, keeping the sale is a really good thing.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And that's also a reflection, especially, you know, it's market dependent, but overall, it's certainly a reflection on the quality of the product, how well it's represented in the sales process, and as you mentioned, how well people support it at the end of the day. Because, you know, something that just launched yesterday from somebody who created their first product ever is not necessarily going to get the greatest support and the greatest follow through, because that person hasn't necessarily created the whole business model yet that somebody will have that's, like I said, selling 100 copies a day or more. And if you look and you see products that you see advertised all over the place, if you see products advertised on, you know, in Google, and you see them on banners, you know, probably they're getting a steady stream of traffic, and you've got a good supporting, well, or a good selling, well-supported offer that you could look to follow through with. And the more you get to know a niche, the more you're going to see products as they come through, because people will start contacting you when you send them traffic.
Yeah. Well, chances are too, you know, we're all online people. So maybe you play World of Warcraft or something, and you happen to be, or Clash of Clans or whatever game it is that you're playing, and you're already in forums that you, maybe some people are in forums or Facebook groups as
right.
well. Facebook groups is probably a really good place to find some people. And you're probably already naturally doing this kind of thing already. This could be something, and I know I'm just jumping in here, but while you were talking, it made me think, you could actually just look at the Facebook groups that you're in and just see, you know, what are your current interests already? What are you already doing? And then, broaden that a little bit.
That's very true. And again, when you look in those groups, you're going to see people asking questions like, hey, you know, like I said, if it's a game, you know, it's, you know, where do I find this? How do I, you know, can I, does anybody know how to get these cheat codes? Mm. Anybody know how, you know, the best deal or what controller I should buy or what computer I should buy in?
Right.
And these guys are asking questions of things you could be an affiliate for.
Mm, exactly. Awesome. So we're probably going to wrap this up. It's been amazing having you here. Do you have any like final words of wisdom that you could share with our guys?
Yeah, probably if I have to share any wisdom from my way too many years in this marketing game, it's that, you know, not everything is going to work. You know, and you can't just quit. You know, the picture I saw the other day is probably perfect. You know, if you're driving your car down the road and you get a flat tire, do you actually just abandon the car? No. You know, obviously you fix the car, you know, you fix the tire and you keep on going. I mean, you're going to hit setbacks. You're going to hit challenges. You know, don't worry about them. Just keep moving forward, because, you know, you can be in your own business. You can promote your own products. You can promote affiliate products. You can do whatever you want to do online. But, you know, there's billions of dollars being made by millions of people online. And you can go out there and make as much or as little as you want to. It's really up to you to how good you want to get at this and how much time you want to put in.
That's fantastic.
It's, you know, the money, traffic, everything, it's out there, as you know.
Yeah, it is. And it's all about, you know, finding that one product that sells really, really well to your audience. It could just be around the corner, and people often just give up before they get to that, which is sad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I know, don't cry. You're not allowed to cry. thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to seeing a little bit more of you. And I'm going to contact my email list about your stuff coming up very soon as well. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thanks for tuning in to the 7-Figure Furnace with Cindy Donovan. If you like what you just heard, please share our web address, wildfireconcepts.com, with your friends and colleagues. To catch our previous podcasts packed with more insight from self-made millionaire fire starters, check the archives on our website. This has been a Wildfire Concepts production. Join us again at our next edition of 7-Figure Furnace.